This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines. First, ruling coalition parties issue joint appeal and vow to cooperate in elections. Car knocks down three pedestrians in Nepalganj and Pakistan parliament to vote in new prime minister after Imran Khan ousting. Now the news in detail. The five-party ruling coalition has pledged to continue supporting each other in the upcoming local-level election by removing mutual differences. Issuing a joint appeal today, the top leaders of the ruling coalition urge all the leaders and cadres of the five parties to forge an electoral alliance and move ahead with a spirit of mutual collaboration and cooperation. They have also requested voting for the candidates of the coalition and making them victorious in the local level election, as well as making the election successful with broader participation, stating that the five-party coalition was formed to safeguard the country and democracy from the anti-change and regressive ill intention. The top leaders argued that this solidarity is for the protection of the socialism based on democracy and democratic norms and values in Nepal, and for removing the difficulties faced by the people while promoting Nepal's sovereignty, independence, people's freedom and progress. They have declared to move ahead by forging an electoral alliance in the upcoming election to fulfilling the people's needs. A car knocked down three pedestrians near BP Chowk in Nepalganj last night. Chief of Baki District Traffic Police Office Police Inspector Himalay Saha informed that the deceased had been identified as Samina Idrisi of Nepalganj 11, 5-year-old Kasim Idrisi and Ali Idrisi. He further informed that the car had hit the pedestrians. The car driver had taken all the critically injured pedestrians to the teaching hospital Nepalganj. The hospital had pronounced them to be dead immediately after 15 minutes. Saha said police arrested car driver Indra Bahadur Thapa of Nepalganj sub-metropolitan city 10 and started an investigation into the incident. A team of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, arrested the chief of the Dhanusa Land Revenue Office, Sunil Kumar Jha, with a bribe this morning. The team from CIAA Bardivas office caught Jha with a bribe of ₹500,000 received from a service seeker. He was arrested from a tea shop at Bhanu Chowk in Janakpur Dham. Acting on a tip-off, the designated team had caught Chief Jha. Bardivas office chief Gopal Kumar Adhikari said further investigation into the case is underway. Bharatpur Metropolis has politically drawn wider attention in view of the coming 13th May local election. Chairperson and Managing Director of Chitwan Medical College, Professor Dr. Harish Chandra Neupane, stressed the need to make health and education services free. He underlined people should not die of lack of treatment in the time of the 21st century, stating that the metropolis should make necessary arrangements for education and training for promoting employability. Likewise, a former chairperson of the Federation of Nepali Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Chitwan Chapter, Dr. Tilchandra Bhattrai, said the metropolis should engage in the crucial work of framing strategy for sustainable economic development. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said isolated, brief or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Joe Biden will hold a virtual meeting today in which both the leaders will discuss the ongoing bilateral cooperation and exchange views on recent developments in South Asia. The ministry added that this meeting will enable both sides to continue their regular and high-level engagement aimed at further in strengthening the bilateral comprehensive global strategic partnership. A press release by the White House on the meeting said that in this meeting, both leaders will discuss cooperation on a range of issues, including ending COVID-19, countering climate crisis, strengthening global economy, and upholding a free, open, rules-based international order to bolster security, democracy, and prosperity in Indo-Pacific. The press release further added that President Biden will continue close consultation on the Russian and Ukraine war, mitigating its impact on the global food supply and commodities market. Pakistan's parliament will select a new prime minister today after Imran Khan was ousted in a no-confidence vote in the early hours of Sunday. Shahbaz Sharif, the leader of an opposition coalition who worked to depose Khan, is widely expected to win a majority of the vote. Parliamentary voting will take place around 2 local time. Khan, 69, was voted out after days of political drama and Supreme Court intervention. He attempted to block a previous attempt to bring a no-confidence motion against him by dissolving parliament and calling for a snap election. However, the country's Supreme Court upheld an opposition petition that his actions were unconstitutional and ordered the vote to go ahead. French President Emmanuel Macron has won the first round of the French election, and far-right rival Marine Le Pen will fight him for the presidency for a second time. "Make no mistake, nothing is decided," he told cheering supporters. In the end, he won a convincing first-round victory, but opinion polls suggest the runoff could be much closer. Le Pen called on every non-Macron voter to join her and put France back in order. With 97 results counted, Emmanuel Macron had 27.6% of the vote, Marine Le Pen 23.41%, and Jean-Luc Mélenchon 21.95%. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition parties issue joint appeal and vow to cooperate in elections. Car knocks down three pedestrians in Nepalganj, and Pakistan parliament to vote in new prime minister after Imran Khan ousting. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinetonepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.